Coming to you live from the west side of the I Street Bridge, it's The Nate Darling Show.
Call me sir, goddammit.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, trust him. He's a professional.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Here's Nate.
Hey, everybody. Welcome in. It's The Nate Darling Show without Jason Casey.
He's a big pile of laundry.
Oh, well, I'm suddenly learning what... I've got a little change to our audio chain, and I'm hearing when I pop the music down a little bit what it does to it, so... Listen to it. Yeah! Anyway, you're going away. overall, the sound is going to be better, so we shall be leaving that. Pause. Hello, Kareem.
Hi.
So it's Monday night as we record this. Monday night football is on, and I'm not quite sure what's happened to the Lions. They're being very lion-y.
Lioness-y.
Oh, yeah, it's a rough one. It's a rough one in Detroit.
Like I said, it could be worse. Your quarterback could throw 6 interceptions.
Now you're going to have to stay right on the mic tonight.
Oh, your quarterback could have thrown 3 interceptions in the first half and then fumbled the ball twice. And
is that how the Steelers managed to pull out a tie?
Yeah.
Like, you ended up, first of all, you're not going to pay Le'Veon Bell, and you're going to go into Cleveland and get a tie.
Oh, and then the kicker missed a field goal that would have won the game.
Yeah, they were very brownie.
Yes.
Is what it was.
And so the thing was, the young running back who took his place, who had a great game, except for the fumble he had, caught a pass, a one-handed pass, got them in scoring position to kick for the kicker to kick the game-winning field goal.
Mm-hmm.
Kicker is like our best kicker since one of the Anderson brothers.
Sure.
And he missed a 42-yard field goal.
That's a rough one. All right, I can't deal with this audio like this, so we're going to... there'll be an edit in the show right here, but I need to fix this right now. Okay.
That better...
That was going to drive me insane. I don't know. Make sure it's... Yeah, okay, there we are. We're there. All right. That was going to drive me insane. That works really well when I'm doing voiceover work because I'm always on the mic, but there's what's called a gate. And when there's silence, the gate closes. And you need a certain level of sound for it to open.
Gotcha.
So, and because it's set for my voice being on mic... Either I have to make the gate easier to open, which means it'll pick up a bunch of sound, or we have that. So, anywho, I will edit out all the long pause in there. So, it'll be like, hey, we're gone. Hey, we're back. So how was your week, man?
Week was good. Talked about Spencer, the kid that played flag football for me with special needs.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to his second game, or the second game I've gone to for him for the season.
Sure.
They got crushed. But it's one of those things when you have kids, or if you have a kid that is expecting you to be somewhere at a sporting event, they're as much as they pay attention to the game, they're looking for you in the crowd.
Sure.
So, up until I got there, he was looking, and even once I got there, I could see him looking for me. And so, I was waiting to find his parents, and I ran into his brother, who I haven't seen since he was like 10, who's in high school now. But one of the kids next to him said his name, so I was like, okay, can only be one of those.
Right.
Once Spencer finally looked over, damn, and saw me.
we've got the Jets Lions game on.
Yeah. So once he finally spotted me, he was good. And then at the end of the game, they do this thing where the coach talks to him. They do this little chant together, and then they run to the end of the line where the fans are, and then they run back and give everybody a high five.
Okay.
He made sure he was at the front of the line. Like, he took off immediately. And so he's running, and he's giving high fives, and he gives me a high five, and he's like, hey, coach. So that made anything that was wrong with my week, it all was, like, gone.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. That's a better week than the president had. Yeah. He's been quiet lately, roughly, but he had a rally last week after the anonymous op-ed showed up in the New York Times, and he had some things to say about it in Montana.
The latest act of resistance is the op-ed published in the failing New York Times by an anonymous, really an anonymous, gutless coward. You just look.
Anonymous.
He was nobody.
Anonymous. Is his frontal lobe really just oatmeal at this point? What's going on?
It is.
Unbelievable.
Who knows who the hell he is, or she, although they put he, but probably that's a little disguise. That means it's she. But for the sake of our national security, the New York Times should publish his name at once. I think their reporters should go and investigate who it is. That would actually be a good scoop.
It would be a good scoop. The editorial board knows who it is.
Yeah.
The reporters don't need to investigate it. And at a certain point, he called for that person to be turned over to the government.
Yeah.
It's like, you already have them. They come in every day.
Like, that's not how we do business, bro.
No. No.
Have you read any of the excerpts from the thing?
The editorial?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This person can eat a dick.
Yeah, I was not impressed with it. Because here's the really interesting part about it. Let's say you are doing some good. You're like, oh my God, this is absolutely necessary for national security. This. All you've done is tipped him off.
Yeah.
So now you're not going to be able to do it.
Oh, and not that. We still have him because of this.
Right. How about you actually do the 25th Amendment if you're going to?
Yeah. Let him fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
So that his supporters can finally see how fucking crazy he is.
Oh, they don't care.
No, they, look. They don't care because people have been covering for him.
Is the op-ed published in the failing New York Times by an anonymous, really an anonymous, gutless?
It's like he went to Mars for a moment.
Yeah.
Space Force.
Yeah. Like, no, they need to let him fail so that people can see what the fuck is going on, and then those people will change their mind. But as long as you're propping him up, then he looks like he's competent, and he's not.
I'm still not convinced that no matter what the proof is, that the diehard supporters are going to buy it. No matter how much of a failure he is, they're all going to make up some excuse as to why he was set up, that it's not what it looks like, don't believe what you see, don't believe what you read, only believe what he tells you.
Yeah, but and in a sense, you're right, but there's a bunch of people that are still kind of a little on the fence that would change their mind if they could see. Because if they had let him have done some of the stuff that he wanted to do with the tariffs,
mm-hmm.
the market would have moved. The market would have gone the other way, and then that would have made a difference.
Yeah, the market, here's the thing. The market, while it's high, hasn't really been that great for a lot of people's 401k.
Right. But that's the thing, though. It's not moving. So, like, the market hasn't crashed because they're ignoring him. Mm-hmm. Because they know that they got these other people that are doing things to keep him from.
Sure.
Yeah. You know. The shit that he wanted to do with Korea. That shit would have went a whole left had he done what he wanted. Had they let him do what he wanted to do.
Sure. There's also the risk of World War III.
Yes.
So the biggest thing I find from it is, like, if it's really that necessary to keep us safe for you to do that, don't tip him off. Because now he knows.
Yeah.
By the way, if you thought Omarosa was the only one who had tapes, she begs to differ. Come on. Come on. Come on. This is what happens when I stream.
Mentioned going in and having your personal phone be looked at, and it
now
it's going to buffer.
It's going to buffer a little bit. Omarosa went on MSNBC. They're calling it the White House whodunit.
I think it's somebody on Pence's staff.
Maybe I've heard rumors that it's a lady.
He's protesting too much.
He is saying a lot.
Yeah.
It's not me. Couldn't be me. Not me. What do I have to gain?
This brings to mind your claims that you recorded every conversation and you would have
I
had
never
to do
made
that.
Those claims. I've read some of them. But it never came out of my mouth.
Straight. Tell me
I think
how
it's
many
important.
You think you recorded.
Well, I won't disclose the number because we have to remember that Donald Trump has sicked his entire legal team on me. Right now, I'm in the middle of arbitration with Donald Trump because they want to stop, of course, any more release of the tapes. They want to take me to bat because of the corruption I exposed when Laura Trump tried to bribe me for $15,000 a month to stay silent. And so I have
stay
to be
on the campaign. Right?
Yes, yeah. I have to be very careful because I'm not taking that arbitration lightly at all. But I have to say that I made sure that I documented any kind of exchange that just kind of raised the hairs on the back of my head. Anything that I thought was very harmful, more importantly, to the democracy and to this country, then I made sure that I protected myself in the midst of those discussions.
Did you either A, ever disclose that you were doing that to anybody, or B, have an understanding that someone else in the White House would be doing the same thing? Did you get the idea from somebody
else? There were others who recorded conversations in the White House. They had to. This is a White House where lying is just a sport. People lie to each other. You can leave a meeting and go into another meeting, and the person will have already beat you with their lie.
So, sounds like a great place to work.
Yeah. And you'd be stupid not to have some kind of paper trail you'd be stupid not to be taking notes, making notes, or recording shit in that White House because somebody's going to be the fall guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be the person who doesn't have anything to back up their shit.
Omarosa also went on The View and said that Trump people will probably applaud when they hear the N-word tape.
Probably.
Yeah, most likely. This is the last bit of Trump stuff for now because, you know, we don't want too much of this. There's a theory out there that Michael Moore is putting forward about why Donald Trump ran for president. Have you heard the theory?
Let me see if it's different than what I thought it was.
He was jealous of Gwen Stefani.
What? Oh, I have heard this one.
Michael Moore, the documentary filmmaker, has an interesting theory about why Trump ran for president. According to Moore, it was about being jealous of Gwen Stefani. The theory, which was reported by The Hollywood Reporter, claims Stefani was making more on her NBC show The Voice than Trump was on The Apprentice. So, Trump ran for president as a publicity stunt to prove just how popular he was. He'd been talking about running for president since 1988, but he didn't really want to be president. There's no penthouse in the White House, and he doesn't want to live in a black city. He was trying to pit NBC against another network, but it just went off the rails. That's what Michael Moore was saying. He of course, is on a publicity tour centered around the release of his newest doc, Fahrenheit 11/9, which opened at the Toronto Film Festival on September 6th. It'll be going wide soon.
I can believe it. But I know that part of it was he was trying to get a better deal for NBC.
Mm-hmm.
And then he made the comments about the Mexicans, and then he got fired altogether. And then he had to figure out another way.
Again, we have reached the point where there is very little that I'm like, no, that couldn't be.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's because of the way he acts.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't with any confidence go, oh no, Donald Trump would never do anything that outrageous.
No.
Or that crazy. At least when it comes to something like that, I just can't do it. So Yeah, it's very interesting. Meanwhile, what is the chaos you're hearing? The chaos you're hearing is Cardi B has thrown shoes at Nicki Minaj.
Oh, yeah. Keep my child's name out your mouth.
Oh, my God.
Cardi B. There will be consequences and repercussions.
Cardi B. Oh, boy. Yeah, there's a lot going on with this. She's declared full-on war, sending a message to Nicki. I've let a lot of shit slide. I let you sneak diss me. I let you lie on me. But when you mention my child, you choose to like comments about me as a mother, make comments about my abilities to take care of my daughter, is when all bets are fucking off. Said I've worked hard and come too far to let anybody fuck with my success. Bitches talk about all that shit in they raps, but in real life, they pussy.
Cardi been beating bitches up in the strip club for a minute.
Yeah. It was Friday night at New York Fashion Week, and she threw a shoe at Nicki Minaj. I mean, as Austin Powers would say, who throws a shoe?
Yes. Oh, yeah, that is a black girl fight move.
By the way, I have a piece of advice for any gentleman out there. Of any color. You're with a girl. She thinks it's okay to throw stuff at you. Specifically at your head.
Yeah.
You leave.
Yes.
And do not turn back.
Yep.
Run the other way. Because it's a trap.
Oh, yeah.
Because the things will get harder and more dangerous. And you can't fight back.
Yep. You will be the one in jail.
As my downstairs neighbor once said, after things were thrown around... Get away from me, Stacy. I'm not going to jail for you tonight. Yeah.
Yes. We'll go to jail.
Yep. And not worth it. So I don't care how good she is in bed. If she throws shoes at you or anything else, pack it up and go.
Yes.
Even if your dick is out ready to put it in her, pack it up and go.
Yes.
Don't come back. Have you seen this, newspaper cartoon from Australia?
The Serena Williams
one? The Serena Williams one.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on? It's 2018. I know it's Australia.
It's that same white nationalist thing it's like everywhere.
It is, clearly. If you want to make fun of the temper tantrum, okay. You want to make fun of her. If you want to go, look, she lost her shit. I want to make fun of that. The drawing that was done, bless you, is so minstrel show like. It's just horrifically racist.
Yeah.
I mean, no pretext about it. I'm like, what the fuck is happening here?
Yeah. And then you know, we forget that Australians are racist too.
Well, they're also felons. I mean, that's what Australia is filled with. It's filled with people who basically were sent away to a prison colony.
Yeah.
And so that's what you have there. I mean, we're distracted by the hot chicks in their bikinis and all of that, but and the crocodile hunter. But,
yeah.
Yeah, Australia. Bad times.
Yes.
Also, more bad times this week. We lost a Hollywood legend. Burt Reynolds passed away. 83.
Another part of my childhood gone.
Right? What is your favorite Burt Reynolds movie?
Sharky's Machine.
Okay.
Easy.
It's an interesting choice. Yeah. Mine is, and I would flip a coin here, Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah.
And Cannonball Run.
Yeah. No, Sharky's Machine.
Not Striptease where he has the Vaseline.
No.
Everybody was posting the memories of Burt Reynolds when he died, yeah. And they're posting all the Smokey and the Bandit and stuff like that. I really wanted to post the picture of him all Vaselined up in cowboy boots.
Yeah.
From Showgirls.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nah, today's not the day.
Yes. I actually own Sharky's Machine.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, long body of work. He started acting in 1959.
Yeah.
And, TV.
Played football for Florida State.
Mm-hmm. Was quite good. Yeah. Had an injury. Did all of his own stunts, too.
Yeah.
Eat that, Tom Cruise. And then the problem was he kept insisting on doing it as he got older.
Yeah.
And that's how he eventually got hooked on opioids.
Oh, yeah.
Which wasn't necessarily what killed him, but it was, he had some heart issues.
Yeah.
And, you know, 83 is still getting up there.
Yeah. 83 is any day after 79 is a good day.
Right. So he is survived by his ex-wife, Lonnie Anderson.
Yeah.
And his son, who he doesn't really have, he had a little bit of a relationship with, but.
Yeah.
His divorce from Lonnie Anderson was so nasty.
Oh, yeah.
Just so totally nasty that, absolute craziness. So, joins Jerry Reed and Jackie Gleason.
Yeah.
And Dom DeLuise.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Cannonball Run.
Cannonball Run. The outtakes at the end of those Burt Reynolds movies were just the
great.
Best.
Yeah, especially Cannonball Run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you had all these people who weren't actors.
Yeah.
That was the first time we saw Jackie Chan in the States.
Yeah, that is true. I didn't realize that, but yeah.
That was one of the things that came out of the information this week. But no more Burt Reynolds.
Man.
At one time, the biggest movie star in the world.
More of my childhood. Just leave it.
Yep. Yep. That's what happens as you get a little bit older. You and me both, my friend. So, it's unfortunate. Absolutely unfortunate. All right. I do have one more Trump thing, but it's not actually Donald Trump. If you remember, there was a guy in New York City who drove a truck onto a bike path.
Yes.
And killed a bunch of people. His lawyers are now saying that he should not get the death penalty. Or not even, that shouldn't even be on the table. And the reason is, well, it's the President of the United States. They're saying that because of the tweets by Donald Trump, it's impossible for him to get a fair trial.
And they may be right.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was totally. Oh, I see a mistake I need to correct somewhere.
And he should get the death penalty, but just the fact that dumbass can't keep his mouth shut.
Right. It's the tweet is there were a couple of them. NYC terrorist was happy as he asked to hang ISIS flag in his hospital room. He killed 8 people, badly injured 12, and then in all caps, should get death penalty. Second was, there's also something appropriate about keeping him in the home of the horrible crime he committed. Should move fast. Death penalty! Again. You're the President of the United States. Like it or not, the shit you tweet and the shit you say has weight.
Yes.
And, yeah, that could totally mean the difference between this guy actually getting. Now, I don't know the last time anybody in New York State was executed. It's been a good minute. We've moved away from that. But he's going to spend the rest of his life in prison.
Yeah.
And he ain't getting out.
Yeah. I'm surprised he didn't cop a plea to take that off the table.
Well, here's the thing. They might not have offered a plea.
That's true.
I mean, you can't take a plea if none is offered.
Yeah.
And if you're the government and you've got witnesses, video of this motherfucker driving a truck down the bike path killing people,
you wouldn't offer.
There's no reason to offer.
Yeah, the only offer is to not kill you.
Pretty much. Yeah, plead guilty, and you'll get life in prison without parole, and we'll pull the death penalty off. But it's really all part of the president not understanding, clearly, what his role is.
You cannot send out shit like that as president.
Nope. Just cannot do it. All right. So I have a question for you, Kareem. Is this okay? An Ohio cop who is like one of those school resource officers. She used her taser to wake up a sleeping student. Now, she didn't tase him. She just held it up in the air and sparked it, which then eventually woke him up. Now, there had been several attempts to wake this kid up that were unsuccessful.
Yeah.
And she's been suspended without pay for now.
I'm okay with that.
Are you okay with the snappy taser?
Yes, I'm okay with that.
I have a feeling Jason would not be.
Yes. If you're going to sleep through class and people... like, because you know he wasn't sleeping to the point where they couldn't wake him up.
Well, at least he was pretending he was.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, should you be discharging your taser?
And I read the story actually before you posted it.
Right.
Or you put it on the thing. So... part of her problem is she got disciplined for having discharged her taser before.
Oh, her problem is she doesn't learn.
Right.
She looks a little like Tina Fey.
Yeah.
Like a like a chubby Ohio Tina Fey.
She's a habitual offender.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm totally okay with that because you should have took your ass to bed and stopped been playing Fortnite.
All right, well, we're not done with Ohio yet, because an Ohio teacher has been suspended for giving a test with questions about incest.
Who wrote the test?
Well, according to WSYX in Columbus, it's a 36-question online quiz designed to rank a person's moral or political leaning. It's very interesting. Let me kill the music here so we can actually listen to some of the songs, because reporter Jesse Orzoco decided to read some of them to parents to get their reactions to them, to see, do you think this would be okay for your kid to be answering questions about this in class? Watch, it's not going to play. No, there it is. Okay. 36 questions.
How old are the kids?
Let me see. Does it actually say here? Students, moral. They don't say in this article, which is a little weird. I'm guessing they're old enough to understand about condoms and that. Hold on, this is ridiculous. I should have never decided to stream the game in here, Kareem. It's sucking down all the bandwidth and distracting you. I'll try this again. But it's kind of interesting, just the reactions from the parents. You know, I give up. Because it's not that important. Some of the questions were using both a condom. Oh, there, it's going to refresh now. Thank you. Thank you. Using both a condom and the pill, a brother and sister. Oh, and now it's jumped back to the previous story.
Oh, God.
No
and no.
My God. What? This is what happens when I talk about Ohio.
And I already know the rest of that question, and no, that's not okay.
Using both a condom and a pill, a brother and sister decided that they want to. The parent at that point stopped her before she could finish the question.
No and no. And look, no, no, and no. Like, no, that's not okay to ask my child.
A second question that she read to a parent: a man orders a custom-built sex doll designed to look just like his niece.
No, that's not okay.
No, it's not okay.
It's not okay, and it's not okay to ask my not adult child that either.
Absolutely not. What is wrong with you, Ohio?
Who came up with this test?
You know, I'm guessing some weird religious purity thing.
Yeah.
Let me help you. I'm going to go ahead and guess religious, conservative, Republican.
Yeah. Somebody that wanted a reaction from the test.
Mm-hmm. Look at these liberals. Look what they're doing.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Alex Jones just popped out. But he's popping out in fewer places because Apple has decided to remove InfoWars from its app store.
Less and less places to be.
Mm-hmm. Oh, also Twitter has banned Alex Jones for life.
Oh, for life.
For life.
Yes.
For life. The first clause in the App Store review guidelines forbids defamatory, discriminatory, or mean-spirited content, including references or commentary about religion, race, sexual orientation, gender, national and ethnic origin, or other targeted groups, particularly if the app is likely to humiliate, excuse me, intimidate, or place a targeted individual or group in harm's way. Apple spokeswoman declined to say specifically what content led to the removal, but the move was hardly a surprise considering the company had already deleted Jones' podcast from its store last month, but kept InfoWars-affiliated apps. Later, Facebook, Spotify, and YouTube removed all InfoWars content.
Wow.
He, of course, is playing the martyr right now.
But I'm just an entertainer.
That's not what he's saying. That's not at all what he's saying. He's saying that they're trying to silence him and they're trying to hold him down because he's here to protect you and protect everybody else, and they're just honing. In fact, he went to Capitol Hill and got into a fight with Marco Rubio in the hallway.
Oh yeah, Marco Rubio told him, "Don't touch me, man."
Well, he also said, "I don't know who you are."
What?
He's told Alex Jones he did not know who he was.
He lied.
Well, lie or not, that really made Alex Jones upset. You can call him all sorts of names, but certainly do not say, "I don't know who you are, dude," because that really, really, really set him off.
Lean back, relax, and enjoy Sex Toy News. Coming to you live.
Oh. This actually is news about sex toys. The Houston Police Department Robbery Division has released a surveillance video in the hopes of identifying a suspect responsible for an aggravated robbery. According to the YouTube page, the robbery originally occurred around 11:35 p.m. at the adult entertainment store Cat's Boutique, located along East X Freeway. The suspect allegedly walked into the store pretending to be a customer. He asked the employee for help with an item, which led her to open the door leading to the register and the safe. Well, that seems like a bad idea. At which point, he pulled out a weapon and forced his way behind the counter. According to police, the suspect left on foot after having the employee empty out all the money from the safe and register. He's described as a black male between 30 and 50, around 6 feet tall and 200 pounds, with black hair, brown eyes, beard, long dreadlocks, with yellow in them, a wide smile, and a large gap in his front teeth. It was Michael Strahan with the dreadlock wig.
Wow. Yeah, that's an inside job. Somebody there told him that the chick that opened the gate, she's in on it.
I would think.
Yeah.
Make it look good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't have known, he wouldn't have known that the safe and all of that was back there.
I mean, you would have to either work there or know somebody who works there.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I saw the most ridiculous movie over the weekend. I have to look it up because I want to get the name right. It's a Zach Galifianakis movie.
Oh, God.
Where he robs an armored car with Kristen Wiig and...
I know what you're talking about. I can't think of the name of it.
It's on Netflix. And It looked ridiculous, and it is ridiculous, and it's based on a true story.
I saw it. I've seen the... It's in my queue to watch at some point.
When you want something stupid and mindless, I mean, absolutely stupid and mindless, you need to... it's called Masterminds.
Yep.
And it's from 2016. And it is amazing.
Yep, it's in my queue to watch.
It is. A guard at an armored car company in the southern U.S. organizes one of the biggest bank heists in American history based on the October 1997 Loomis Fargo robbery. It stars Zach Galifianakis, Kristen Wiig, and Owen Wilson.
Yes. And I think I've actually watched part of it.
It's stupid. It's ridiculous and it's hilarious. And the fact that it's based on a true story and they reveal this, it's not really a spoiler. The guy who Zach's character is based on was a consultant on the film.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, it's absolutely, it's dumb. It's ridiculous. It's stupid. And if that's what you're looking for, it is the perfect way to spend an hour and a half.
Sometimes you need that.
Oh my God. If you just need to, like, I need to punch out and turn my brain off. Yeah, Masterminds is what it's called. It has a rating of 5.8 out of 10 on IMDb. I need to look up Rotten Tomatoes right now to see how it did, because I can't imagine it did great.
Yeah.
I can't imagine paying money to see it in the theater. That's why Netflix is great. Because yeah, no worries about that. Masterminds. No. There we go. That's the one. There's a lot of movies, Nate, called Masterminds.
Okay.
Patrick Stewart. No, not that at all. Nope. Zach Galifianakis. There we go. And 33%.
Oh.
The critics and audience scored it pretty similar. The critics at 33%, the audience at 35%. Look.
Wow.
It's,
they're usually like on the opposite ends of the spectrum.
Nope. They're in lockstep. It's stupid. It's dumb. Oh, Leslie Jones is in it too. Leslie Jones, Kate McKinnon.
Oh, she's a security guard, isn't she? No, she's a cop.
She's FBI.
Yeah.
She is FBI, and Jason Sudeikis plays a hitman. It's so ridiculous.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Again, if I went to the movie theater, I would have given it, you know, 2 stars as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, absolutely, positively. Go ahead and see Masterminds on Netflix. Put it in your queue. Queue it up and play it. You will smile all the way through.
Okay.
And if you can find Smokey and the Bandit, do that too.
CMT like every other day.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Is that even a thing? Does that even exist? Oh, yeah, it does.
Yeah.
They canceled Steve Austin's Broken Skull Challenge.
What?
Right? It's not coming back for another season. I was so pissed.
Why not?
I don't know. Do not know the answer to that. Do not know the answer to that because I think it just has to do with them being incredibly stupid.
Florida, land of enchantment and crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
Responding to a house fire last week, Niceville police officers and firefighters encountered an odd sight. Oh, hold on. Now it wants me to answer some survey questions. None of these. When you think about smoke detectors for the home, what brands come to mind? The story is about a house fire. None. Next. Which following brands have you heard of? None of the above. Perfect. Ha! When firefighters got to the home around 5:30 p.m., they could see smoke coming from inside. Now, a naked man opened the front door, said, "I'm sorry," and then closed it.
What?
Police officers arrived shortly after to assist. The man came to the door again, left it open, and went back inside. According to the offense report from the police department, the man showed no signs of understanding the danger he was in. There were several things on fire inside the home, including some towels. There's towels on fire in the house, and he keeps going back inside.
He was trying to put something out, and it wasn't working.
I don't know if that's what it was, but an officer detained the man and removed him from the house for his own safety. Firefighters said that if he had stayed in the home much longer, he could have possibly died from smoke inhalation. In the report, an officer said he and another officer were in the house for about 5 minutes and had a hard time breathing. Firefighters went in with oxygen masks to remove the burning items. The man admitted to drinking 2 liters of vodka and smoking marijuana.
Oh, yeah, he wasn't feeling shit.
Right? Starting around 9 a.m. that morning, he was examined at the scene, had no life-threatening injuries. He refused further medical treatment. And based on the fire department's investigation, the man allegedly tried baking cookies on a George Foreman grill, which he left unattended.
He was high as fuck.
The grill and cookies caught fire. We're not done. The grill and cookies caught fire, so he put dry towels on top of the grill. Those then caught fire too, which caused it to spread.
Yeah. He was high as fuck.
I'm going to go ahead and make these cookies on my George Foreman grill.
Unplug the grill, dude.
Or wet the towels.
Or wet the towels. What did it do?
Wet the towels. Both, actually.
Yeah. Unplug the grill first.
Yep.
Then wet the towels.
Unplug the grill. Close the grill. Make sure the grill's closed.
Yeah.
Then throw wet towels on it.
Yeah.
Holy shit. All right. Now, in Connecticut, a 30-year-old woman severely injured her hand and her face when she lit a quarter stick of dynamite that she mistook for a candle after thunderstorms knocked out power last week.
What was she doing with a quarter stick of dynamite?
Unclear. And why is it in the candle drawer?
Yeah. That's the part that we need to know. Where the fuck did, who in her house has access to the dynamite?
Well, her husband and 2 children were home when it happened. Police have investigated and said the family had intended to buy emergency lighting from Home Depot, but the store was closed. Then they remembered seeing something in the basement that they thought were candles. The family bought the home 2 years ago, and the previous residents or owners had left them behind, according to police.
Oh. Where the motherfuckers at?
When the mother tried to light one of the devices, she suffered extreme injuries to one of her hands and might have lost several fingers. She also suffered serious facial injuries. She was taken to the hospital, then transferred to the Yale New Haven Hospital, where she's being treated. No one else in the home was injured. State police, the state fire marshal, the state bomb squad, Bridgeport police officers and firefighters, and the staff from the city's fire marshal office responded and evacuated houses on either side as a precaution. Investigators searched the property and found another device in the home. The fire department and Connecticut State Police removed it, later detonated it, and disposed of it. Now, while it's against the law to buy dynamite or fireworks or firecrackers in Connecticut, police will not be pressing any charges because it appears that the residents did not know there were explosives in their house.
Yeah, like I said, we need to find out where the previous owners are and make sure the messages don't have no more firecrackers or not fire any dynamite.
Right? Quarter stick of dynamite. It's all fun and games till you blow off your hand.
Oh, yeah.
Have we learned nothing from the dummies?
Nothing.
I mean, I guess you didn't know. If you don't know, you don't know. And really unfortunate. But
one of my brothers lost a pinky to M80.
It's not funny. Jason Pierre-Paul.
He got big enough hands that you don't notice if you don't know.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Be careful out there, everybody. By the way, if you buy a new house and you don't know what that is in the corner of the basement, maybe don't light it on fire.
Yeah.
I think this is a candle.
Especially not in the dark.
Wile E. Coyote. Genius.
Yes. Genius, yeah.
Super, super genius.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
Yes, let's. Before we get to that, though, I want to remind everybody to, please, if you're going to be shopping Amazon anyway, before you go there, click the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. It kicks a little percentage up to us, and it doesn't cost you anything extra, and we do appreciate when you do that. So thank you in advance. We're getting into fall, so kids are back to school. You're starting to... Halloween candy. Halloween costumes. All... Imagine not having to go stand in line at that fucking pop-up Halloween store that used to be a Big Lots.
Yeah. And even you can buy your sexy costume on... make sure you buy the size too big.
Look, for the price they are, you can buy one that you think fits and one that you think's too big.
Yes. Buy one that you think's too big and it'll fit. Otherwise, you might have your tits out at work.
Oh, yeah, the work one. Halloween candy is another great one. Any of your fall decorations, too. Don't schlep around Michael's like an asshole.
Yeah.
Just order them for the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. Get them delivered right to your house.
That's right. And any school supplies you didn't get at the beginning of the school year.
Start your holiday shopping early.
That's it.
Like, oh, I want this. They have the beautiful, I love Amazon's wish list.
Yeah.
Because if you've got somebody, here's what you do. Talk to your people in your family who are hard to shop for. Go, hey, here's what I need you to do. Make an Amazon shop wish list.
Yeah.
Like you did when you were a kid, where you'd write stuff down from the Sears wish book.
Yeah.
You have to be a certain age to get that reference.
Sears and Roebuck's catalog.
Right? Have them go to Amazon and make a wish list on Amazon of things they'd like, and they can even order it by most important to least important.
Yeah.
And have them share it with you. And then just click through, and you can buy them exactly what they want in the size they want. Like, you got teenagers, they want electronics.
Yeah.
You don't know what the fuck they want. You don't know the latest thing. Well, you don't need to. Have them make a wish list for you. And then boom.
And buy the thing at the bottom.
Way at the bottom. And socks. Make sure you get them a thing of socks, too, just to make sure that they know.
Exactly.
That you know. But yeah, Amazon just makes it easier. So please go ahead and do that. And when you do, hit the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. We do appreciate it. All right. Let's see. I got 30 seconds of this ad to go by. It's time for, Small Town News at Speak Out from the Press Republican in Plattsburgh, New York. The first one is titled Bullies. I've had enough of the tolerant left with their protests, resistance, and boycotts of anyone who dares to think differently from them. Keep it in mind, folks, when you vote. Who's the real bully?
You are.
Right. I'm not the bully. You're the bully. I'm getting beaten up by the vegan.
If you're getting beaten up by the vegan, you deserve to get beaten up.
Hey, there's no such thing as liberal media bias, of course, but a second-tier left-wing celebrity running for governor as a Democrat in New York is getting far more coverage than the Republican candidate, Cynthia Nixon.
What Republican candidate?
Well, that's their whole thing. Hey, I'm watching the confirmation hearings for Supreme Court. Regardless of what excuses are given, the real reason for delays are that the sides are diametrically opposed to each other, and no matter what either side says, it will be automatically opposed. November is around the corner. Take note and vote out those whose only aim it is to disrupt our duly elected officials. Uh-huh.
No. I can't wait till they impeach that dude.
Hey, I saw on the news that Mike Pence made a stop in Burlington. Actually made a stop to Burlington.
Oh, God.
So it says, not to rally for his party, but just for getaway time. Mind you, this is our money that's paying for his trip, a very expensive trip. The Republicans are having a field day with people's money. We used our money for a spending spree. Or one used our money for a spending spree, paid $1,000 for a plane ticket for his pet rabbit. We need to get Democrats back to the White House before it's too late. D.C. is out of control. The swamp moved in when Trump moved in. It's a mess. Very shameful to see the White House falling apart.
You Wesley Webbit.
Listen. If Mike Pence went to Burlington, yes, there's an expense to it, but they're allowed to take a vacation.
Yeah.
He didn't go to the fucking Turks and Caicos for 3 weeks.
Or he's not at his own place every 2 weeks.
Right. You know, lining his own pockets with government money.
Yeah.
He went to Vermont to relax. So here's the thought. How about you fucking relax?
He went to Vermont to write.
Why are you making me defend Mike Pence?
He went to Vermont to write his op-ed.
Right? he was channeling his inner Robert Frost. Two paths diverged in a woods. And he took the one less traveled. Oh, boy. Unbelievable. It's true. There is nothing people won't complain about.
No.
By the way, I got accused of being negative by people who had just said 6 negative things in a row.
Of course.
I was like, in my internal voice went, bitch, please.
As it should. Because they tend to be, I'm so tired of these self-righteous people.
On both sides.
On both sides. I'm so tired of them. And then when you call them out on it, or if you say something contrary, then they, you know, they go on the attack. Like, no, some shit is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stop. Just stop. I'm so over these people.
It was nothing important. It was not worth getting upset over. So I didn't. Yeah. By the way, I finally saw Lady Bird. Have you seen Lady Bird?
No.
Okay, Lady Bird is, if you're curious, Lady Bird is streaming free if you have an Amazon Prime account.
I saw that it's up there, but I haven't watched it.
We watched it this past weekend. It's okay.
Yeah.
At one point, she asks her mom at the end of the movie, do you ever get emotional driving around Sacramento? Because I get emotional the first time I drove around Sacramento. And the answer is yes, I do too. But the emotion is anger.
Yes.
At all of the shitty drivers around Sacramento. And by the way, you... it's a Hollywood thing, so it really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But if you're from Sacramento, the route that they take home literally makes zero sense. Because they cross the American River near Sac State, headed out toward Fair Oaks, then they go by the Capitol Rose Garden downtown, and then at a certain point, they're in Clarksburg. They're like out in the middle of nowhere.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes zero sense. Oh, they went to Thrift Town.
So they wanted to show...
It was a lot of scenery.
Yeah.
It was a lot of scenery. So, yeah, it was all right.
Yeah. No, I'll pass.
Again, it's free if you're an Amazon Prime member.
Yes, it's free if you're an Amazon Prime member. I am an Amazon Prime member, and I'll pass.
Still going to pass. All right, well, that's what you do.
There are a lot of great movies on Amazon Prime, so I'll watch one of those.
There you go. All right, well, that's going to do it for us. We'll be back on Friday with another fresh new show. Until then, try not to be an asshole. That's pretty much all we can ask. See ya.
Make an effort.